All his strangeness, all his oddness, came on him with a rush, together with that weird sense of disembodiment that had afflicted him now and again ever since his birth. It came always at moments like this, riding the shoulders of fatigue and some great emotion. He remembered it as a very young boy in the academy chapel at evening service, half faint with hunger after the long day of hard military exercises and harder lesson. The sunset, as now, came slanting in through the high windows on the bare, highly polished walls and the solidographs of famous battles inset in them. He stood among the rows of his classmates between the hard, low benches, the ranked male voices from the youngest cadet to the deep man voices of the officers in the rear, riding the deep, solemn notes of the recessional, that which was known as the Dorsai hymn, now, wherever man had gone, and which a man named Kipling had written the words of over four centuries before. Far called, our navies melt away. On dune and headland sinks the fire. Lo, all our pomp of yesterday is one with Nineveh and Tyre. As he had remembered it being sung at the burial service when his youngest uncle's ashes had been brought back from the slagged battlefield of Dunswort on Fryland, third planet circling the star of Sirius. For heathen heart that puts her trust in reeking tube and iron shard,